Okay. Ibay lehu. Chav that we're doing Shabbos. Chav dal amalaf. Okay, it's Hanukkah, first night of Hanukkah. Ibay lehu. Mahu lat kishal Hanukkah berachas amazon. Do you mention Hanukkah in benching? Okay, or I should say, do you have to mention Hanukkah in benching? Okay, you'll see. What. Fine. You chayev to. So do you say kivan de midrabanan hu lomat grinan? Do you say since it's midrabanan you don't mention it? Rashi says lo chivo lahazkin, I chayev to mention it. Okay. Oh, dilma mishem b'shem enisam at grinan. Do you say because of pirsum you do? You do mention it. Okay. Inumas. Oh yeah, fine. So do you say Rashi pirsum mazalim with tefila pshitalim? Definitely in tefillah you mention it. Definitely. You do. Oh. Definitely say Al Nisim in tefillah. Shehari l'halal hodah nikvu. Because the days of Hanukkah were set up for halal and hodah. Kedarin l'al. But the question is, what about in benching? What about in benching? Do you mention in benching? Do you say, nah, since it's only the Rabbanon, since Hanukkah is under Rabbanon, you don't do it? Or do you say, no, presuming Nisan? Kind of cryptic, right? Kind of cryptic. What's going on here? So, well, I guess there's a few things that aren't clear. I mean, I'm just reading the pshat. I haven't explained anything. But what does he mean? Let's start with Rashi. What does he mean? What is my answer? The Gemara says, Amarava, Skor, Mavuna, Inu Masker. Rashi, Lachiva Lahasker. No, Inu Tzarech Lahasker. You don't have to. In Bala Hasker, Masker Vada. But if you want to, you do it in Oda. You do it in Oda. Okay? You don't have to, but if you want to, that's where you do it. Okay, so you see, this, no one's saying, it's not a question, are you allowed to? Definitely you're allowed to. You could do it. The question is, are you obligated to? Right? Like, for instance, Yalvia Ritzei, Ritzei Yalvia Vaon Yantuf, you have to. No choice. It's Deraisa. The days are Deraisa, whatever. You have to. You chayev to. The question here is are you chayev to mention it also, to mention Hanukkah in benching? Or are you not chayev? Do you say that since it's only Durabanan? Yeah, those there, I say chayev. It's Durabanan, you're not chayev. Or do you say, no, since it's Pesim Anisa, you're chayev. So what does he mean? That, what does Rashi mean in Tefillah? You definitely have to because it's for Halavodah. What does that mean? What does he mean by that? So I'm thinking just of what Rashi means. It's similar to what he was saying that. See, in Yom, I guess, is that Hanukkah was set up, Halavodah. Right, Rashi's referencing from the Gemara of my Hanukkah. So they have the whole story. It says the next year they set it up. They made some Yom Tovim b'Halav Oda. They made them Yom Tovim for Halav Oda. So that's what they are. They're days of Halav Oda. Hanukkah is set up as days of Halav Oda. Okay? So if that's what they are, so now, how are the days of Halav Oda? Halal, you say Halal. What does it mean, Oda? Like, how is it a day of Halav Oda? What do you do? Right? What do you do? Don't go around saying Oda. So the answer is Tefillah. Because Tefillah is Shavuot Gashen Oda, and then Tefillah is a place where a person gives Oda. And it's a Oda, a generic Oda. I mean, we don't add in, I mean, I guess we could add in other things, I would think, but we don't. But whatever, but it's a list of generic things. Right? The whole modem. Right? It's a modem on a list of things. It's a whole general Oda. That's what it is. It's in Tefillah. You're approaching God three times a day with Shavu Kasha and Oda. The Kasha for your needs and Oda and your life and all the stuff that God gives us. Right? So we add in where. So if you're saying that here's a holiday which Chazal set up for Oda, so where do you do that? So you do that in Tefillah. That's where you do Oda. Every on a daily, where do you do Oda? I have to give Oda somewhere. Where am I supposed to do it? So that's where you do it. You don't just get up in a random point in the day and just say Alan Isim. You do it in Tefillah. But benching, it's not like benching is just a random time to give Oda. If I happen to eat, then I give Oda on the Arat on Amazon as part of benching. Now it's true, in the part of benching, that bracha is Oda. It's no Oda. The first bracha is Basha Bracha, and that's Oda. Fine. But it's not just a catch-all time to just throw in hodas. It's a very specific bracha, which is based on a specific mechayev of eating. So you don't say, when Chazal set up Hanukkah as days of Halal Adar, they mean, when do you do Halal Adar? I'm batch. Maybe I don't batch. Let's say I don't eat. There's no halacha I have to have a suda. So you can't say that's the way they set up the days as days of Halal Adar. The ways they do it is davening. You daven three times a day. So you do the days of Halal Adar because in your tefillah, whenever you do Halal Adar, you add this in. But benching is a new question. So that's the way they set up the days is through tefillah. Now comes long benching. Okay, now comes long benching. The question is, do I have to do it? Right? So that's the background here. So now the Gemara says, do you say, since it's the Rabbanan, you don't need to? Or do you say, Pursue Menisa, you need to? So what is the Rabbanan? So I guess, which side should we take first? Which of those two sides should we take first? The Rabbanan, right. I think so, right? Because what does he even mean? I mean, Pursue Menisa, we understand. Pursue Menisa, so whatever. But what's the argument? What does he even mean? Since it's Darabana, you don't need to. You have to fill in the blank. What's the sense of that? Since it's Darabana. And it's contrasted with Deraisa. It means, like Ritzai, you know, Yontof and Shabbos. Those are Deraisa and those you need to. But since it's Darabana, so you don't need to. That's an argument. But what's the argument? I mean, who cares if it's Darabana and Deraisa? I mean, either way. What's the difference? And once we figure out how the Rabbanan is relevant, then we have to figure out, okay, well, does Pursue Menisa have anything to do with that? How does that address that, right? But I think first we should figure out where the Rabbanan comes in, you know? Okay, I think, okay, here's a good route. I think it's a good route. Matt's starting to go on here. Is that on the surface, I would think that benching has nothing to do with today. Right? I mean, benching is you ate. So you're praising God on the bread, and on that God fills man and gives us the land and whatever we're doing. But why are we mentioning the day? What does the day have anything to do with it? Like on tefillah, I understand it's tefillah of yom, it defines the yom, it has something to do with the yom of avodah, it's a different day, you know, whatever. Some of the tefillah, like, it's connected to midim, the karbanos are different, your avodah is different on the day. But like in benching, for instance, if I take a drink of water and make a shakal, I don't just mention the day, you know, or whatever, random things. Go to the bathroom, I don't just add in that also Shabbos. So like, because I eat it, so what is eating? Why am I mentioning the day in benching? Right, it's a particular mitzvah that I do, and I eat bread. I get to give praise to God on the bread. Why should I be mentioning the day altogether? Right, so I don't care anything. I mean, it's just the whole thing is hard to understand. Why? Tefillah and benching are different things. Tefillah is like a very universal, general thing. You add stuff into tefillah. It lends itself to those types of things. Right? To mentioning things. But it changes. You see the whole, you know, tefillahs are definitely like a variable type of thing. But why is there such a thing altogether as mentioning the day and benching? Benching should seem to be a very particular thing. Why is particular is going to the bathroom and saying, Asher Yotzar, all of a sudden you start adding stuff into the middle of benching. So I guess it's longer, but so what? Just because it's longer doesn't mean that you just add stuff in, right? Like Berachas Kriyas Shema. I don't just throw in Shabbos in the Berachas Kriyas Shema. Oh, I kind of do. Take that, erase that. Right, you say a different, more expanded version of, you know, right? Yetzirah and all that.
When? Oh, Shabbos.
Shabbos morning, right?
Right.
Yeah. But whatever. It's a good question also. I think somehow there should be an answer to this, which is, oh, by deraisa, that makes sense. But by derabanan, you know, something like that. You know, so, you know, like, you got to kind of get more basic, kind of. We're kind of taking it as a given that, oh, yeah, benching, you know, you got to mention this stuff of benching, and why should derabanan matter? But I don't know, why does the whole thing go all together, you know? Start more basic than the Gemara is assuming. You know, the Gemara is coming in with certain assumptions that we don't, you know, we have to kind of get into their world before we're ready to start, you know. You're saying good, and John, this is where you're starting, right? As you're just finishing up, is that when you have a, let's say on Shabbos, it's a Suda Shabbos. There's such a thing as a Suda Shabbos. You didn't say Chiyav, yeah, it is a Chiyav, but there's such a thing as Suda Shabbos. Suda Yontov. It's different Suda. You know, benching is on Suda. Right, the mechayev of benching is like a suda. So the achila, the sfiya, the suda. Right, so it's a different suda. A different suda, so it's understandable. It's going to be a different benching. It belongs, like going to the bathroom, there's no bath, Shabbos bathroom, right? There's no thing like that. Or yanta.
You can't rip toilet paper.
Yeah, right, you can't rip toilet paper. Right. Yeah. So the benching, but a seuda, there's such thing. So Shabbos, so Yom Tov, right? Because, I think this is what John was saying, is that Shabbos is a different day. It permeates the whole day. Shabbos, Yom Tov, there's a Kedusha Sayom, it's a Deraisa. The whole substance of the day is different. And the activities, the meals, the eating on the day is part of the whole Yom. It's not an ordinary day. And it affects your meals. The day, your meals of the day are different. They're different days, and therefore this is a different meal, different Shabbos, different benching. Right, like a normal day, it's not a eating meal, isn't like a component of the day. You eat, you're hungry, you eat, whatever. Here, it's like part of Shabbos, it's a meal. This is Shabbos, so it's a suit of Shabbos, and as such, there's a benching of Shabbos. Different Nechila. But like in Chanukah is a Darabonan, and Darabonan don't change the whole day. Whereas they could set up the day and say there's a Chiyuv of Halal and Hoda. There's a Kvias that this day is a day that you say Halal and you say Hoda. And they could say there's a mitzvah to say the Darabonan of lighting candles, but they can't characterize the whole day. There's no, for instance, there's a malacha, it's a different day. The whole day is different. It's a different identity. The identity, it's the Kedusha Sayyam. It's Kedusha Sayyam. You know? So I think that the Rav says this. The Rai says Kedusha Sayyam, the Darabonan just says a Kviya Sayyam. Kedusha Sayyam is like a Kedusha, it's distinct. It's not Chol, it's a different day. Chanukah is Chol, it is Yom Chol. It's not it's a regular Yom Chol, but there's mitzvahs. There's designations that I have to do, so and so, whatever. So you don't say my breakfast on Chanukah is a Chanukah, Suda Chanukah. It's not a Suda Chanukah. There's no idea. It's not a dinner. It's just a meal. It happens to be on Chanukah. So it's a regular meal. I may have latkes, but it's still a regular meal. So now, why should I mention it in benching? Right? If the day is a deraisa, so the whole day pervades everything about the day, so the activity, the meal, everything. But in a Darabonan, they don't have the ability to do that kind of a thing. So therefore, they just set up mitzvahs. So there's no chiyuv now to mention it, because since the mitzvah is not to eat a different meal, the mitzvah is not... Maybe you could argue Purim. I'm not sure. You could argue Purim, part of the mitzvah sayom, mitzvah is Purim. So you could argue there, you'd have to do it. I don't know. Gemara doesn't talk about it. I don't know. But I'm saying is you could argue that it's not a question by Purim, because... That is what the mitzvah sayom is. It's Suda's Purim. So now you'll say it's a meal of Purim. It's benching of Purim. But Chanukah, that's not. It's a halodah. It's not a day set up for a meal. I think there was a sheet of someone who said there's a mitzvah of Suda and Purim. It was a piece in the Harikadam. But simple pshat is no din Suda. We don't hold this, the chiyuv of Suda or anything on Purim. On Chanukah. So it's a regular meal. So what's shaychus? So you don't start lazgir. There's no need to mention it. It's not that kind. Since Darabonan, there's no mechayev. The ordinary mechayev of mentioning Yalviyava or Tzei in benching doesn't exist here because it's Darabonan. Right? Because it's Darabonan. That's the first one. Right? Or do you say somehow, right, since the, you're right, the normal thing, not. But since it's Pesum and Isa, do it somehow. Right? The problem is, it doesn't sound like it's addressing the issue. It's like a side point. And what's the question? Like what's the question conceptual hakira now? You know what I mean? What's the social hakira? Right. So that's one question. So we have to figure out what's the hakira now? What's the second side and what's the Gemara's Yibayah? And then the Gemara says, the Gemara answer is you don't chayev, like the first side, Darabanan. But if you do, then you do a noda. You do a noda, right? So then it says, and then there was a shita tells the story of Huna bar Yuda Ikla Lebeira. Rava, Savalat Kabon Ishlayim. So he thought, Yuda bar Yuda thought to do it in the Bon Ishlayim. Okay, apparently he didn't have the art scroll which says, you know, where to put it. He just figured he put it in Bon Ishlayim. Why? Because that's why you always do it. That's what you do, you know, Shabbos, Yanta, Freshkol, you always do it, right? That's what he thought. Amr Lur Shesha ask a tefillah. You do like tefillah. Ma tefillah. Behodah. 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 Just like in tefillah, you do a nodah. Right? You don't do it in the normal ritzeh, like we normally add in all other stuff. Right? Yal yavel. You do it in hodah. Right? In modem. Kulam, right? So too, in benching, you don't do where you normally put it. In rachim, bani shalayim. Right? Bani shalayim is in rachim. Right? Right before bani shalayim. Rather, you do it in Hoda, right? In Hoda, like we do it. Right, that was his response. Rashi. It says, Ma tefila b'rachas Hoda, de'akula milz d'chanukah, yikar lo'da, niskina. So here's Rashi again, similar to the other one. How do we know why it's tefila in Hoda? He says, because the whole idea of Hanukkah was set up for Hadar. Like, this is what we talked about before. It was, that was the idea. Hanukkah was set up for Hadar. Now, where are you going to do it? Oh, well, in Davin, we do Hadar. So that's when you do it. So obviously, that's where you're going to put it. That's not... The idea why you're doing Al Nisim altogether in davening is because the day was set up for Hodah. Where am I going to do Hodah? When I daven, there's a Hodah section. So yeah, I mentioned it in Hodah. Okay. But in benching, that's not the case. So it's not necessarily the same thing, right? He says, Rashi says, Berzor, it's Hodah. Right? So you see, apparently there's a question, right? There's, I guess, somewhat of machlokas. I don't know if he is. It sounds like Rav Sheshis was the, Trump that he won. Right? Sounds like it, maybe even Rav Yehuda Bar Yehuda gave in. But at least on the, we could call it a machlokas. I mean, again, I don't know if he actually held by his position, but that was at least his havmina. So it was a havmina skana. But the question is, what's the question whether you put it in or where you normally do it? I mean, it wasn't just like, well, I don't know, I'll just do it the way you normally do it. Presumably he had some sort of an argument. I mean, and Rav Sheshis is knocking off. So apparently there's two sides, but the Gemara's conclusion is we do like tefillah. Like, what's that question? Do you go like tefillah, or is it different? You know, I mean, you kind of see it's not exactly the same as tefillah. It isn't exactly the same. But what's the argument about whether it should be like in the Bnei Yerushalayim or in Hodah? Okay? So that should keep us busy. And I guess after that, what's today? Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So after that, whatever. I guess we'll keep the next Gemara. The next Gemara is about whether you do Rosh Chodesh. And we'll see. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll figure out what else to do. We'll see.